Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. On this day in 1955, Disneyland was dedicated and opened by Walt Disney in Anaheim, California. Martin Germer, the priest of the Gedächtniskirche, has almost resigned himself to the fact that the safety measures of Breitscheidplatz have been turning the church area into a kind of Alcatraz for months. He believes the barriers are not only unattractive, that they also severely restrict the work of the community and create new threats. The priest has written this in several emails to authorities, and although he was promised a remedy during inspections, nothing happened. Germer has therefore written an open letter to various city authorities. According to him, the fire brigade access roads to the Breitscheidplatz have not been marked for 3 months, resulting in them being regularly obstructed by motorcycles, rental bicycles, and rental scooters, which would make it more difficult for the fire brigade to intervene in the event of danger, and normally permanently blocks access to the parking lot. Germer finds open ears for his worries among the local police officers, but they can't do anything about it because the parking of bicycles and other two-wheelers without parking designation is permissible. Additionally, Germer writes that for 3 months now, the BSR waste baskets have been missing around the church perimeter, which were dismantled in the course of the erection of the safety barriers. This area, which was frequented by thousands of passers-by every day, is constantly littered with rubbish. On the southern main pedestrian route between Kudamm and Tauentzien, there's not a single trash can around the church. He also claims that the curb at the provisional sidewalk crossing to the church parking lot has also not been reduced by an asphalt slope, which would have been done at any other construction site within 2 days, according to Germer's experience. The pastor is outraged that no one is taking responsibility for this, although he had made the suggestion during the very first site visit. Germer sees the internal administration as being under an obligation, since it had initiated the security measures and the associated consequences. The pastor is therefore demanding that in subsequent compensation for 3 months of doing nothing, the BSR order for Breitscheidplatz should be extended until further notice to include the church's perimeter in the daily cleaning cycle and the installation of waste baskets. The Senate administration does not want to accept the criticism from the pastor. According to a spokesman, Germer has been in mutual contact with the internal administration for many months, adding that the necessary escape routes and fire brigade access roads at Breitscheidplatz are available. Rescue vehicles, but also residents, can enter the site via various access roads, and that only one access possibility is partially obstructed, and that work on its, quote, sustainable and legally compliant removal by the District of Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf will be carried out. The spokesman added that at Advanced on Breitscheidplatz, the organizer is responsible for waste disposal and that the BSR, which is responsible outside of event times, was already made aware of the deficits described some time ago. For months, the Senate has been negotiating about it, tenants had protested, and now the state of Berlin has purchased the 670 apartments on Karl Marx Allee from a private owner. The price is still unknown, but the CDU expects more than 4,000 euros per square meter. Originally, Predock, the previous owner, wanted to sell the apartments to the Deutsche Wohnen Group, which already owns 112,000 units in Berlin. At the end of last year, this had triggered fierce protests among tenants because they feared strong rent increases. In a spectacular action, the state then tried to snatch away the apartments privatized in the 1990s from Deutsche Wohnen in the former GDR's Prachtmeile or Glamour Mile. The Senate initially developed a complicated model to support tenants in exercising their right of repurchase. The idea? The tenants buy their apartments and pass them on directly to Gewölbeag. Up to 46% of the households in the three buildings were involved. At the same time, the state continued to attempt to return all apartments and commercial units to municipal ownership as completely as possible. On the one hand, there were legal disputes in court, and on the other hand, behind the scenes, discussions with Predock and Deutsche Wohnen. This has now led to success. Governing Mayor Michael Mueller commented on the deal, stating, quote, "I want Berliners to continue to be able to afford housing in the city. Housing is a central social issue in almost all major cities. This is why it was and is my firm intention to buy apartments wherever possible so that Berlin can regain more control over the housing market. These 670 apartments are a good first step in that direction." City Development Senator Katrin Lomscher of the Left explained, quote, "This is a great success for the Senate, the district, and the Tenants Advisory Council, and good news for all tenants who have made a significant contribution to the success with their committed fight against a takeover of the properties by Deutsche Wohnen." Norbert Bogdein, chairman of the Tenants Council of the affected block of flats, was also pleased with the development. That this would happen, however, had already become apparent in the course of the past court hearings. He added that Deutsche Wohnen had indicated that it was no longer interested in the business. The press release of the State of Berlin does not comment on the purchase price. Tagesspiegel had reported in November of 2018 that the purchase price that Deutsche Wohnen had paid for a block of 82 apartments and shops had amounted to 28 million euros. This would correspond to a price per square meter of approximately 3,500 euros. Over the past few weeks, speculation had been going about a price per square meter of 4,500 euros. Berlin's finance senator Matthias Kollatz of the SPD told RBB that the State of Berlin paid less and that there had been a rebate because of the great public pressure, and will say more about the purchase price when the sale has been completed. The CDU parliamentary group's housing spokesman Christian Greif assumes that Berlin paid over 4,000 euros, which, per a tweet, was too much for an unrenovated old building. Greif told RBB that the Senate is participating in pushing up the prices for real estate in the Hauptstadt. In large cities, space for playgrounds is becoming increasingly scarce. Claudia Neumann from the German Children's Fund remarked, quote, "Especially in the densely populated inner city districts, the location is precarious. In times of increasing new housing construction, we have to make sure that there's still room for children." In Berlin, the average playing surface per inhabitant has dropped from 0.8 to 0.6 square meters since 2000. According to the law, it should be at least 1 square meter. Streets as playgrounds and places of recreation are once again moving increasingly into focus, also in other cities. A few months ago, an initiative was founded in the capital to establish temporary play streets throughout the city as a permanent feature, as, for example, is the case in London. 50 years after landing on the moon, interested parties in Berlin have several opportunities to celebrate the historical event. The Zeiss Gross Planetarium will be visited by celebrities for a moon festival on Saturday. Astronaut Alexander Astro Alex Gerst will attend and give a lecture about his mission on the International Space Station, ISS. In addition, several program items are dedicated to the moon landing, and there are experimental stations for children. To mark the anniversary, the large planetariums are also launching a new program, the Apollo Story, Capcom Go. According to the announcement, it covers the period from the first, quote, small step to the present day. It will be on the schedule from Thursday, and a short version will be shown at the Moon Festival. Meanwhile, a small thematic exhibition on the moon landing can be seen in the foyer of the Natural History Museum from Saturday, as the institution announced. It includes 118 grams of basalt rock, which was collected during the Apollo 17 mission in 1972. The museum got the rock sample from the U.S. space agency NASA in Houston, Texas, and it will remain on loan in Berlin until October 11th. Such stones are still interesting for scientists today because they can be used to gain insights into the development of the moon. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.